grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Chris Fowley via the phone line.
Good afternoon.
Could we be any more distant?
Oh, you sound like you're a long way away. You sound so distant and isolated. Or is that me?
Well, I think me. Tell. Everyone, hopefully.
Yeah, it's certainly the topic of the week, right. this physical distancing, social distancing, and of course it applies very much to cannabis consumers.
Cannabis distancing.
Yeah, well, one thing we love to do when we consume cannabis is share it. And the thing in particular we're doing, we're sticking in each other's mouths. And sometimes there's saliva being shared and there's coughing.
Tell you what, it is something
that's been a big item of discussion in the cannabis community this week.
It's fair to say that some people tend to make the joint a little bit wetter than others as well.
It's really bad form. I've always hated that. And I remember back in the days, back in the sort of 80s and 90s, people used to roll their big fatties out of, like, cabbage and all other awful crap they grew back then.
Okay.
And the person would put, like, two or three papers around it, and then they'd stick the entire joint in their mouth and suck on it and wet it. And then, so I do that.
I used to do that from time to time, and then it's called sealing it off, and then you kind of, like, and then you heat it with a lighter, and then it all, like, sucks in and around the weed. But look, it's like a hangover
from the days of bad weed. Like, good weed just doesn't need that. But anyway, what this means is a good opportunity to revisit hygienic cannabis consumption practices to reduce risk both to yourself so that you're not catching something off other people, but also for those people around you so you're not sharing it. And what we're not saying is you don't have to stop, you know. You might be socially isolated or distant or excluded or whatever it's called, but, you know, hey, make sure you've got enough cannabis on hand. This is something we've got to get through, and you might find that you can't get to your regular dealer.
The cannabis shops stock up, totally wiped out.
People are going in and getting their toilet rolls. Go get your weed. You know, don't run out.
Do you think those toilet rolls are used to make, like, smokeless pipe things?
Well, that's the next step. But one of the main points is don't run out. Make sure you've got enough on hand. This will also mean that you don't have to keep going out to get it. So if you're going to have to isolate at home, you want to make sure you've got enough cannabis to get through.
Go large.
And so make sure you have enough on hand. But don't buy them out. You know, leave some for the medical people, for the grannies that are coming after you. They need their cannabis too. So don't grab everything like the toilet roll hoggers. But actually, it's true to everyone.
Like, some people are just buying everything of everything, and it's just like, what about the people that live week to week and can't afford to buy a lot of things in bulk, so they've got to go sort of weekly to get things, and that kind of screws them real hard, you know?
Well, that's right.
And they're often families, So, hey,
in the Netherlands this week, you know, we had a run on toilet paper. America, they got a run on guns. In the Netherlands, they had a run on weed. So on Sunday, it did actually make the Herald here, so it relates. And on Sunday, they were given 45 minutes notice of all the coffee shops closing down and as a forced close down along with other social-type venues like cafes, restaurants, gyms and bars and things. So 45 minutes, so there were these massive queues formed in every town in Holland for people to stock up on their weed. And it didn't need to happen because the next day the government reversed it and said, well, if we don't let the coffee shops stay open, the illicit market and the illegal stuff is all going to take off.
Do they have vending machines over there?
Pardon?
Do they have vending machines over there?
A couple of places do. They're not technically allowed because you're supposed to be IDing people, but I think in the grey zone, you know, it's not sort of some of those rules do get bent over in Holland because it's not properly regulated. It's more like it's tolerated.
Right.
So, yeah, there are some vending machines, particularly in ones that are located next to train stations and things like that. But hey, just getting back to the hygiene.
Yep.
So the key thing here really is, as I alluded to, the sharing of joints with all the saliva, the pipes and the bongs, that's what you've got to avoid, so don't share. So everyone's got to roll their own for the next time being. It might be that you roll something a little bit smaller. If your mate comes around, roll them a separate joint and smoke your own joints. That's just how it's going to have to be.
Or if you're having dots... Bring your own doofer if you're having dots.
Yeah, you can do some spots, but have your own funnel.
Yeah.
Again, you've got to have your own equipment, your own pipe, your own water pipe, your own funnel, your own joint. Right? Stop doing the sharing. No matter what you're doing, don't share it. And maintain that distance. So people are saying you've got to keep a meter and a half apart. Well, that precludes passing a joint by itself, right? You just can't do it. So you've got to maintain that distance. If you think you're unwell, don't go around to your mate's house for a sesh. And if your mate comes around, send them away. You've actually got to be proactive about this. And looking after your lungs is really important in these times. Now, cannabis smoke is smoke. It does agitate the lungs. And obviously, people don't smoke as much as tobacco, so the amount of agitation is less, and the cannabinoids in tobacco counteract that and do look after it. But if you're thinking, kind of likely to pick up a terrible disease in the next few months, therefore, get your lungs in the best shape possible, switch to vaping, switch to edibles, make some holy anointing oil and bathe in it, put a suppository up your butt, do whatever you want, but just try and avoid the amount of smoke you're having. And sterilize all your equipment. Now, a really good way of doing it is an alcohol-based wipe. Something like Dettol will do it too, but an alcohol-based, isopropyl-based, they're the best ones. If you can't find that, go down to the pharmacy, the chemist, and get a Sterident. They're the denture cleaners. And you can stick all your pipes and bongs and whatever in a plastic tub, put a Sterident in there overnight, and it'll be nice and sterile.
Can you boil it?
Your dishwasher will also do it.
I was about to say, you could just boil your stuff, right, or something? No?
Well, yeah, if you want to sit there boiling stuff, I guess you could, but, you know, it's easier just to get a Sterident and chuck it in.
Chris, I don't want to do any of this stuff, mate, but these are strange times that we're living in.
Hey, these are strange times.
Hey, Chris,
But as I say, it's the kind of thing we should all be doing anyway. So this just gives us a bit more awareness that actually it's probably good to be hygienic around these things.
Leonard's got his hand up, mate.
Chris, hey, mate, how you going? Hey. I was just saying that Sterident sounds a little bit like when you go to the hairdresser and they've got that thing with all the combs in it. Is that a similar concept or no?
Chris is bald.
It's like a fizzy tablet. But, yeah, oh, I don't know. It's kind of like a fizzy tablet that the oldies put in with their false teeth.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's the one.
It's a denture sterilizer thing. So, yeah, just really easy to get. So, you know, they're kind of like home fixes that just mean, you know, you can get through this. So, you know, don't freak out. Don't panic. There's enough cannabis in the country to go round. You don't have to panic and have a thing, but do make sure you've got enough on hand. And be nice and safe and hygienic in the way that you consume it.
Texter saying Bucky Bong's the answer to this situation. I don't think so, because you still share that. So unless
that's
you have to
have
your own.
You just have to have your own
1.5 liter Coke
and
bottle.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Headline of the week goes for this Aussie traveller just staying on the COVID-19, and he was asked at the airport as he arrived, "What are you going to do with your isolation, your 14 days isolation?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm just going to lock my... Oh, I put on my Aussie accent. Yeah, I'm just going to lock myself in and punch some cones for a couple of days."
Pretty good.
I'm more of a fan of that lady. It's an old one, but she's like, "I'm going to stay inside and eat some soup, make some bread, have some desserts, get all fat and sassy." That one? She's so fucking good. But I think that was a different situation, but it totally applies. Keen to get fat and sassy.
Right on.
All right, mate. Shit, nice and quick one.
Yeah, well, that's good, solid info. And at the Normal website, normal.org.nz, we have a whole page on safer cannabis consumption and just lots of tips like that people can, school up on. And because one thing we don't want, we don't want to be spreading this around. And so, by the way, other big news of the week, J-Day, of course, coming up May the 2nd. We haven't officially announced it yet, but you're probably hearing it here first.
Mm.
Highly unlikely to proceed.
Right.
We just can't have a gathering. A, it's going to be more than 500 people, which ain't allowed.
Mm.
B, it's close proximity. It's, potential sharing. It's non-ticketed, so you can't track people. So highly unlikely J-Day be going ahead. So we're working on some sort of alternative. It'll probably be postponed till later on in the year, closer to the referendum. But might just do some sort of virtual J Day on the day.
Okay.
J Away Day.
Anyway.
You know, go have your J somewhere else.
Stay.
J Away Day.
Stay J.
Yeah.
What about the referendum? Do you think this is going to, going forward, they might just go, "Hey, man, there's too much on, you guys." And then they just "Fuck it, no referendum. We'll just pass that and get on with it." Because, they're on a roll. Abortion's all good. We're starting to really see some good shit happen.
Well, that would be the best outcome if Parliament just said, "Okay, referendum might not be practical anymore. We're just going to pass the law and just do it."
Just look out the window of the beehive and go, "Sign
hands." The referendum will go ahead. The question is, will the election go ahead? And at this stage, I think you've got to presume it will, but I notice the Prime Minister's not ruling out moving it. So, you know, I guess we've just got to pay attention to that. But our focus is just getting people on the roll and making sure they're primed to vote in the referendum. And when it is, they know to vote and they're going to do it and they're going to vote yes and we win the thing.
Sorry, mate. So the Bucky Bong text is just texting and telling me how...
Yeah, don't get in the way of the Bucky Bong.
Telling me how Bucky Bong works and I had to giggle.
These are serious matters.
Like I don't know how to fucking Bucky Bong works text. Yeah, come on, mate. Come on, mate. Come on, dog.
But we appreciate your text.
Yeah, always, always. Hey, thanks, Chris. Always a pleasure, mate.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
All right. We'll talk next week.
Yep.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Texter, you're talking about...